Good morning, my little lovers. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology, and we're talking about the week of April 22nd. Well, guys, I assume you'll be happy to hear the news that the week of April 22nd should be mostly chill, with a lot of minor aspects and just a few major ones. But overall, my babes, the week should be more on the relaxed side, allowing us to have some time to perhaps sort out all of the things that have been happening during eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, and all the conjunctions that have been going down. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, my loves, we're going to start off Monday, April 22nd. We have a minor positive aspect between Venus, the ruler of love and money, and Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. So this should see a sudden or unexpected positive change within a love or and or money matter. With Uranus still in Taurus, that means he's reporting to Venus. And since this aspect is already involving Venus, I get a feeling there's going to be a bit more power to what normally would have on its own. So my loves, on or around Monday the 22nd, you should see some kind of something going down or changing within a love or money matter. This should be mostly positive, but I do get a feeling or sense a little bit of like jarring or and or surprising to it. So practical use in that, guys. Venus has just really been doing all kinds of stuff. Last week, she had a conjunction to the North Node, Chiron, all kinds of stuff. So there's been a lot going on the love and money fronts in general. Now, love and money, when we really think about it, kind of touches every aspect of our lives. That's why I kind of think Venus is one of the most important planets. Now, of course, the other planets control important things as well, like, you know, karma and structure and lessons and boundaries and illness and stuff like that. But they are more topic specific in certain areas of our lives, right? Like, bear with me here. Venus controlling technically love, money, and beauty, right? Like love, it's not just love you have like, oh, I'm so in love with you. It's love you have for your home, for your friends, for your dog, for your partner, for your family. It's love in general. And money, I mean, money makes the world go round, right? However fortunate or unfortunate that is. So really Venus, really since June of last year when she went retrograde in Leo, has just been like this, you know, bipolar woman on the verge type vibes. And I have a feeling that a lot of you have probably noticed, you know, your love life or, you know, just love in general and work and money and things like that have been, you know, to oversimplify it, they've been a bit unstable since June of last year. So I truly believe that all this Venus energy has been building up to something. And, you know, we are still like all last week fully under the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction, which was controlled by Venus. So Venus has had a lot of stuff going on. Now, when I really plug into the Venus vibes of it, I actually do think this year, I can't totally tell you when, but I actually do think this year, we're gonna see love and money stuff finally stabilize and Venus finally sort of back away from the cliff, right? So bear with it, guys. I promise you, as best as I can, that it's coming. It's just not quite here yet. And the purpose of all of this sort of chaotic energy around love and money, and even beauty, right, is to teach us valuable lessons. Now, no one ever likes to hear that, right? And it's not a lot of help when you're going through something, but there's always a lesson, there's always a reason. And the sooner you try to understand that, and the sooner you try to get to that, whether you're having issues with love, you know, within relationships, friendships, family relationships, and or whether you're having issues with money, or whether you're having both, like, you've just got to stop and listen to sort of what the universe is trying to tell you, what the consciousness is trying to tell you. Because the sooner you grab a hold of that lesson and embrace it, whether you like the lesson or not, the sooner you're going to be allowed to move forward from this Venus stuff. So total unscheduled preach here, guys. Let's move on. Also, on Monday the 22nd, my loves, Moon will have two stressed points. First off, in the morning, the moon will be opposite Mercury, which could see some difficult or annoying news or communications rolling in. Also, you could be hearing from the past or a past emotional situation at this time, since Mercury remains retrograde until the 25th of this week. Later in the day, Moon will be opposite Venus, which could see love or money matters getting a little heated, or maybe a little discord, maybe a little argument, maybe a little finding things out. This could also be details coming out that were not fully known. Oh, see, I just said that. Love getting ahead of myself. It's a stressed vibe, guys, but it shouldn't be anything major. All right, my loves, let's move on to Tuesday, April 23rd. And first up, we have Venus in another minor positive aspect, but this time with her buddy Jupiter, who is currently housed in Taurus, which means he's reporting to Venus. So that should see a love or money matter getting a healthy dose of positive luck. Since Jupiter controls fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration, however this rolls in for you guys, in a love or money matter, it should be moving forward probably faster than expected, so be prepared for that, but in a good way. Also on the 23rd, the moon will move into Scorpio, which could see us all feeling a little more emotionally secretive, perhaps a little closed off, that's okay, and also a little bit more frisky, since Scorpio does control sex. Also on the 23rd or the 24th, depending on where you are in the world, we do have a full moon in Scorpio. This should bring a situation to a climax as well, but I get a feeling this energy could either make things a little complicated between an already emotionally charged situation, but it could also see us making decisions based more on desire or sexual desire. So think, be careful with that. Think before you act. Try not to think with your pants if you're catching my drift here. This could also be a time when someone strikes back, since Scorpio is the keeper of revenge. So not a great time to be pushing buttons. Now, practical use on that, guys. What I mean when I say making decisions more based on a desire, that's really kind of Scorpio. Now, technically, Scorpio is the most emotional sign of the zodiac, but you wouldn't really know that because he's also, you know, the secret keeper. He's Scorpio. He comes out at night under the gaze of the moon, right? I was just dealing with a guy that I was dating who has a Scorpio moon, right? And the moon controls your emotions. And it was like, ooh, that's a tough sign to date, right? Because they can be secretive, but then also very righteous. And like when you sort of upset them emotionally, it can be very like, ooh, sting, 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 right? So Scorpio full moons and climaxes happening within Scorpio, first of all, can make us just be like, oh yeah, I really want that person. And it's a desire-based decision. So that's what I mean by that, right? Don't think with your pants on or around the 23rd. But also too, guys, do your best to sort of, you know, slow your roll if you are upset. It's not, a Scorpio full moon is not a great time to try to talk about any emotionally charged situations. People aren't going to be particularly forthcoming about the reality or the truth of their emotions during the Scorpio full moon. Also on the 23rd, guys, moon will square off with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. So I get a feeling some emotional secrets could be coming out at that time. Shocking reveals could be taking place, guys. Okay, my little love boots, let's check out Wednesday, April 24th, and we have another light day. First up, Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will come to have a minor positive aspect with Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons. Now, this feels like a job offer or a relationship offer, some kind of offer here. Since Mercury is spinning backwards, this could be a past situation or person coming back with a new offer at this time. Could go either way, guys, but it could be a new offer. It might have nothing to do with the past for some of you. Mercury is one day away at that point from going direct. This feels like options presented type vibes and steps being taken. It's a good one, guys. Also on the 24th, the moon, which controls our emotions, will have a trine with Saturn, which is a positive emotional build aspect. This should help to see an emotional structure being built or good emotional karmic situations unfolding. It could also technically be an agreement to build an emotional situation or to build something fundamental with another person, or we're partnering up in this, or we're building a relationship, or we're agreeing to a work relationship, which, you know, there's still an emotional structure there for sure. All right, guys, let's move on to Thursday the 25th. And good news, Mercury retrograde, officially ends on Thursday. Now, Mercury will remain in his post-retrograde shadow for the next few weeks. And he will begin then to journey over the same degrees in Aries for a third and final time. That also means he's going to be heading back to our buddy Chiron, the wounded healer, for a third and final conjunction, which should see a situation finally climax, tying up once and for all. But which way that goes, we will have to wait and see. But my loves, Mercury will remain in his post-retrograde shadow until May 13th. So the past is still up, but perhaps not with the intensity that you might have seen over the previous few weeks. But anything from March 18th, when he entered his pre-retrograde shadow, until April 25th could and most likely will be back up for us to deal with at this time. But my loves, Mercury stationing to go direct, as Mercury stations to go direct, he will also be having a conjunction with the North Node of Fate. So once again, guys, the eclipse story is back. But this also has a past element to it as well. Many of you will see the past story returning at this time with new and possibly good ways to move forward. North Node is all about bringing things in and new beginnings. Mercury is not going to be stuck here, or he's going to be stuck here at a stationed degree for a couple of days, right? So when a planet stations, what that means is, as far as when you look at it from Earth, it appears to have stopped spinning. Now, in reality, that's not true. And we also know now, in reality, a planet doesn't actually spin backwards. But back in the day, before modern technology, I'm explaining retrogrades to you guys in case you don't actually know what they mean. So the planet doesn't actually spin backwards. Back in the day, when these planets moved over a certain point of the horizon of Earth, from Earth's perspective, they had stopped and started spinning backwards. So astrologers back in the day literally thought the planets reversed their rotation. Now, today we know that's not true. It's simply because of the angle over the horizon in relation to Earth, okay? But it does appear to be spinning backwards. So we still give the retrogrades, you know, news attention, and we still give it like power and all that stuff. That said, it's not necessarily real. But now, when a planet stations to go direct or retrograde, they do pause for a day or two. It depends. Each planet is different depending on its rotation around the sun. Mercury doesn't only stations for about a day and a half, 2 days. It's not a big deal, but it'll appear he's not rotating at all. So we say he's stationing to go direct. Now, because he's stationing at a conjunction with the North Node of Fate, here's what's weird. And this is why I'm taking the long way around, guys. I'm circling the airport, but I promise I'm landing the plane. Since he's stationing at a conjunction with the North Node, he's kind of just going to sit there on top of the North Node in a conjunction for a couple of days, which is weird. So to me, that's opening up a very unusual portal of energy, one that no one else is going to talk about. So you've got Mercury stationed, where he's not focused on the past and not focused on the present. He's neutral. He's open, right? He's opening a door with the North Node that it's all about bringing things in and new beginnings. So if there is a past situation or a new situation that you would like to initiate either a whole new chapter or would like to undo something that had been done in the past, this is your chance to do it. And this is your chance to also, Mercury controls communication. So people are going to be more open to the talks, to the reach outs, to the proposals, to the offers, to the options. It's just an interesting window. Keep it in mind. You could really use it to your advantage. Also on the 25th, my loves, we have Venus, the ruler of love and money, coming to conjunct Aries, the goddess of discord, and uh-oh, talk about a massive wildcard aspect, my loves. Since conjunctions can go either way, I think there are two main ways that this could play out for us. Either we will see a situation that is centered around love or money that has been in nothing but chaos and drama, suddenly, and quite shockingly, find resolution and chill out. Or we will see a love and money matter suddenly spin out of control and descend into chaos. Honestly, guys, when I plug into this one, I really do think this should go mostly in a really good direction for most of us. That said, some will see a love or money situation blowing up in a pretty big way. I'm going to say like 10%. 10% of you. I think 90% of you are really going to see this happen in a really good way. You're going to see a situation that has been just chaos, you know, overload, suddenly find a good way, or either it's just a resolution where it's like, okay, let's not come for each other anymore. Or it's going to be, okay, let's not come for each other anymore. And let's move forward hand in hand. But I do feel reconciliation vibes here, guys, for sure. For some of us. So there's going to be a mending here for a lot of you. Okay. Also on the 25th, guys, the moon will be dinging just about every planet. There will be stressed and positive. Stressed ones are mostly in the morning, guys, and the positive ones are mostly in the afternoon and evening. Could be a little bit of a crabby morning, but things should even out in the afternoon. All right, my babes, Friday, full on rest day, Friday, April 26th. No major, minor, nor emotional aspects. Talk about a day off. All right, kittens, Saturday, April 27th, and we have only one minor positive aspect with Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to have a minor positive aspect with Mars, the ruler of action. This should see you or others taking positive actions or promises to take positive actions around a love or money matter. Nothing too crazy here, guys. Commitments, promises, okay, yeah, I won't do that anymore. I'll work on that. Or yeah, I'll take on that project, or, you know, whatever. Or yeah, I'll do that deal. Or yeah, write an offer on that house, you know, things like that. Moon will again be a bit all over the place on Saturday with two stressed and two positive vibes. Okay, my little BBs, Sunday, April 28th, we have Venus coming to have a minor positive aspect with Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, illusions, delusions, and our perceptions. And this should either see steps being taken towards a love or money dream coming true, or I get a feeling it could see interesting conversations taking place about love or money dreams coming true, or how we make them come true, or how we partner to make them come true. When I plug into this one, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you were sitting down face to face or somehow otherwise directly communicating with someone you have been wanting something from, either on a love front or on a money, in parentheses, I wrote work front. I think it will mostly be about love, especially since it's a Sunday. But remember, this aspect will be in play for a couple days before and a couple days after. Also on the 28th, Mercury will have a minor positive aspect with Saturn, and that will see us either talking about building something, getting the news that something we want will be moving forward, or it could see us making a plan on how we want to proceed. This energy feels like a strong negotiation vibe, guys. So it is time to put your cards on the table, honor around Sunday, say what you mean, and mean what you say, my babes. Okay, my loves, we do have a big one hitting on the 28th for the West Coast, and technically in the wee hours of the morning on the 29th for the East Coast. So we'll talk about it in this episode. Mars, the ruler of action, the god of war, will come to conjunct Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, illusions, and delusions and perceptions. This is a ground shaker vibe, guys, that could actually rock the foundations of our lives. And quite honestly, we could also see the ground literally moving in some areas. Remember, my loves, conjunctions are wild card vibes. So either a big and massive action is taken, or you're taking it, that will be ushering in a forward motion around making a dream come true. Or an action will be taken, or you're taking it, to end a dream for final and for good. Like the Mercury to the North Node conjunction, I really think this will be more centered around a dream coming true. I really, really do. When I plug into this one, my babes, it feels like a dream is suddenly realized. So it could be that a dream is coming true, that, and it's like one that wasn't even necessarily on your radar. This is an interesting one. Relationship offers, marriage proposals, past lovers becoming new again, an amazing job offer, getting a puppy suddenly. It's like that, guys, and it will shock the shit out of you most likely when it arrives. So this is technically, like I said, it's happening in the later evening on Sunday for West Coast and wee hours of the morning for East Coast. But this is going to be fully in play for the next 5 days. 5 days before, technically, and 5 days after, because these planets are slowly approaching the conjunction. That just happens to take place in the evening on the 28th or the 29th in the morning, depending on where you are in the world. So it's a big one. It's a somebody or you is taking an action to make a dream come true or to help a dream be realized. And what I mean by that is like, okay, like I'll take the job, or okay, hey, do you want to be my boyfriend? Like, you know, it's stuff, it's bigger stuff like that. It's a conjunction. So like I said, it's sort of like a mini eclipse, right? It's a wild one, guys. So my loves, that is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the week ahead. And as I said at the start of the pod, it's mostly a chill week where we will mostly see little steps taken, us walking through the doors that were most likely opened over the past few weeks. And with a little past sprinkled into it as well. But we are still also under the influence of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, since the two of them are still very close to each other in Taurus all week long, which could see some random energy shockwaves continuing to hit us all this week as situations drastically change or accelerate forward at an unexpected pace. I do also think that as we approach Mercury going direct on the 25th, many of us out there will be seeing some very shocking revelations coming from situations or people from our past, as a knock at the door comes at us in a very, very surprising way and from a very, very surprising source. People you didn't expect to hear from will suddenly appear in your lives this week, guys, and what they have to say, I get a feeling, will floor many of us out there. Things will be revealed this week that could cause a major fork in the road to appear at this time, and this will not be a fork in the road that you can sit and think about. With the direction the energy is flowing at this moment, time is truly of the essence, and we will be called upon to make choices quickly and proceed forward or not. Even though the aspects are more on the chill side this week, many of us will be faced with some interesting twists and turns as situations or people from the past return and a new path forward opens up. This will bring about some great steps forward, be that about current situations that have felt stalled or past situations that have felt heavy. Regardless of how this hits for you, guys, you will be in a week of steps, forward motion, with a few stress choices that will need to be made. Also, my babes, Venus continues to be pushing herself to the front of everyone's line. So this will be yet another week where love and money and the path we are taking with those topics will be front and center on so many of our minds. When I plug into the energy vibes of Venus, I do get a feeling that many of us will feel the pressure is on, as people will want answers from us on if we are moving forward with a love or money situation or not. Think carefully, my loves, but also don't overthink. Trust your gut at this time, because what unfolds around Venus topics could be a bit shocking indeed. With Mercury stationing to go direct this week and also pausing for a few days or so with no motion at all, there could be moments of confusion about which path you should travel down. I get a feeling that many of us will be faced with multiple paths unfolding. But of course, guys, we can't travel down 5 different paths at the same time. So we will need to decide in the coming days. All that said, my loves, I think this week we'll see new doors opening, old doors reopening, and the path splitting in very unexpected ways. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, it's me, Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.